Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jesus said, come learn about me. And of all the things he could have said, anybody remember? What did he say? If you want to be like Jesus, what did he say? I am meek and lowly of heart. He's humble. Now in our society, meekness is viewed as weakness. And nothing could be further from the truth. It's the opposite of that is true. And there's a lot of misunderstanding about what humility even is. But the Lord began to deal with me about that as a boy. Later on, the Lord brought some materials through my hands, actually a book by Brother Andrew Murray on humility, and stirred some things up in me. And as I kept going, I realized I didn't know what humility was. So I asked the Lord to teach me, and it seemed like every year I'm seeing something else about it. So by the time I got to Rhema and I'm in the ministry, they allowed me to teach and preach in the Bible school. One of the courses I was allowed to teach was submission and authority. And in that course, I taught on pride and humility and submission and authority. And I had taught those things for years before I realized this is part of the main directive of my ministry, which is faith. I thought submission was a different subject from faith. But in reading about one of the two that had the greatest faith of all, what's the key thing we're still talking about here? His submission. And with the Syrophoenician woman, the key thing you're talking about is her humility. These things are not separate. You can't talk about faith without talking about submission. But do you think most people see that? Some people have learned a few principles of faith and think that means that they're independent of anything and anybody, and get some attitude too. But no, real faith in God is total dependence on God.
Amen.
And the greatest faith is complete submission to Him. 1 Peter 5, he said, verse 5, you younger, submit yourselves to the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud. Do you want to be resisted? Then you got to get rid of the pride. And He gives grace to the humble. Grace is the help of God. Verse 6, humble yourselves therefore, read that next word, under the mighty hand of God. Amen. That you may live on the bottom. What happens when you humble yourselves? In God's kingdom, the way up is down. The way to promotion is submission.
Amen.
It's the exact opposite of the world. In the world, the ungodly world, it's you gotta push, you gotta yell, you gotta scream. It's a squeaky wheel that gets the grease. That's not a scripture. You got to go out and take it. You can't be anybody's doormat. It's pride. It's pushing. It's demanding. But that's not how this centurion got this great miracle, is it? And he's a fighter. He's a leader of men. He's an officer. So he's a successful soldier. He knows how to push. He knows how to fight. But this ain't a day to fight. God gave him the insight and the awareness to realize who Jesus, get a glimpse of who Jesus is. And he saw Jesus as the captain of salvation.
Come on.
Hallelujah. He saw Jesus as the one who had commanding power over every disease. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Over any problem.
Yes.
And so he came and submitted himself. Oh, somebody say submitted himself.
Submitted himself.
He came and submitted himself. Did the Lord make him do this? Did anybody make him do this?
No.
Nobody made him do this. He came and submitted himself. A lot of people have grown up with a wrong idea about love. And their parents and grandparents and different ones have actually misrepresented God by trying to make them do what they should do. Now, a little child, of course, you need to be in complete charge of their life.
Amen.
You better be.
Amen.
But by the time a child gets, 10 years old, especially 13, 15, they shouldn't be relying on you to wake them up 10 times and help them get dressed to go to school.
Right. Amen.
What do you mean? Well, they get the idea, I'll do it if you make me. If you'll ride me long enough. And so they get used to somebody telling them 20 times and half doing it for them. The Lord's not going to do that for you. That's not how he functions. Because all that shows is you're unwilling. Your heart's not in it. And God doesn't make people do things. And godly people won't ride you until you do it. Phyllis and I have had people tell us that we're in the church or under the ministry, well, if you think I should do something, then just make me do it. Well, no, we can't make you do it. No, it's not right. What's supposed to happen? You are supposed to submit yourself. Come on, can you see this?
Yes,
I know Phyllis and I had the privilege of helping Brother Kenneth E. Hagin and Miss Aretha Hagin. They're both in heaven now. One of the greatest privileges of our life. But every day, no matter where you are, you got your flesh to deal with. You got other people's flesh, and life is day in, day out. And we were with their ministry for some 20 years and did a number of things. But then I came and talked to Brother Hagin about developing our own ministry. I felt like we were supposed to do some other things. And he said, well, you're not getting any younger. He always just went right to the point. He said, if you're going to do something, boy, you better get to it. So we felt good about it, and they released us, and I resigned from teaching at the school. And we were traveling and busy and doing other things. And I was up in the Northeast praying before a service one night. And the Lord said to me, he said, I didn't release you from helping Brother Hagin. I thought, okay. I sat up. I thought, Lord, he didn't release me. I assumed not being there and on staff meant the same thing as not helping all the time. But you got to watch about assuming.
Amen.
So I talked to Phyllis when I got back home, and we both, it was strong on our hearts. And we thought, well, we need to go find them and ask them if we can help them some way. And so they were down in Miami. And so we, of course, paid our own way, rearranged our schedule, and got down there and was in the meeting with them. And when it was convenient and not intrusive to them, we said, if you have a few moments sometime, we'd like to talk to you if you think we should. And they said, well, let's check. And a couple of days later, they said, yeah, come over to the room. Of course, we'd known each other for some time. And we said, we know that you have all these people around you and all these things going, but could we be of any assistance to you? Could we help you? Is there something we could do? Now let me just stop right here. Who made us do this? This is not something they asked us to do. They didn't contact us. Can you see this or not? Why did we do this? The Lord dealt with me. I didn't release you from helping them. I don't know that they were thinking about it at all. But the big thing is what the Lord says. And of course, but it's up to them whether they'll allow us to help or not. Well, they were on the road, something immediate. Phyllis said, I notice you have some ironing there. Could I do that for you? And Mom said, yeah, sure. So Phyllis did a bunch of ironing and did some cleaning, and on that meeting helped them pack for the thing. And I said, well, you know, Dad, can I do anything? And he let me sing, and he wanted me to sing some in the services, so I did that. And so the next meeting, we rearranged our schedule, we paid our way, we went, and we were there, and they used us more. And we went to the next meeting, and they used us more. Went to the next meeting, and they used us more. But who made us do that? They didn't ask us to do it. The emphasis is you. You present yourself. And the number one person you do this with is God. Yeah. You don't wait for God to chase you down and hold you down and make you and push you and pin you. That's not how it works, because you wouldn't be doing it willingly. It's not acceptable to Him if you're being made to do it. You submit yourself to God. How many think every morning we ought to present ourselves?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Say, Lord, here we are. We belong to You. We're Yours. What can we do to help You?
Amen.
Not have some stinky attitude. Well, if He wants me to do something, He knows where I am. And if He'll nag me long enough, I'll get around to it. I know when I first started helping them, Hagans, Brother Hagin called me up during camp meeting one time to sing a song, one of the first times, and I did, and it went good. Praise God. And so after the service, he and Mom met us, he and Mom were telling me, Keith, that was good, man, that was a good job. And I said, I'll eventually get around to it. Both of them stopped smiling and said, it shouldn't be eventually. Should be right now. You know, just some Southern colloquialisms that I was still taking around with me. Wrong thinking. Why would you drag around and take a long time to do something that you could get on and do it?
That's right.
Why wouldn't you do the best you know right away for the Lord?
Amen.
See, this lackadaisical attitude is a lack of submission. It's a lack of respect. It's a lack of honor.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.